to Quick Link Podcast for Monday the 3rd of May. This is the re-uploaded version as the little village I live in was hit by power cuts last night as we were recording the show. Usually the Monday show is the weekly waffle, but with the Giro looming, we'll put in segments of that during the week because we previewed most of the teams. There's little else to talk about when it comes to news today apart from teams confirming their lineups, so let's head to the only race action of the day. Kigali would once again host the stage rollout at the Tour of Rwanda, and the second stage of the 8-day race had 120.5 kilometres in store, heading southwest from the capital, with a Cat 3 and a pair of Cat 2 climbs in the first 40k, before a rolling 80 kilometres over two intermediate sprint points to the finish in Hoi, with one last Cat 3 climb coming 1.5k from home. Brian Sanchez of Team Medellin was in yellow after winning the bunch finish yesterday in Ramagana. KOM was Mohamed Mozarif of the Malaysian registered Terengganu team. And 18-year-old Santiago Umba from Androni Giacattoli Sidemec was best young rider, sitting 8th on GC. Three riders went clear early doors. 2015 winner Jan Bosco Nsengimana of the national team, Eric Manzibayo of Benediction Ignite, and Mehari Tewelde of the Eritrean squad. And it was Manzibayo who took the first Cat 3 climb at Ruyenzi, and then the Cat 2 Kanomi climb, ensuring he'd be in the mountains jersey tomorrow. That trio had 2 minutes over the bunch at this point. The third climb at Nyambuye, a Cat 2 5 km long 5.6 average, that was taken by Nsengimana, and then Mananzi Bayo took the first intermediate sprint in Muhanga. The gap had gone out in excess of 4 minutes, but with that trio sprinting for every single prime, they were caught before the second sprint, and that was contested by a small group off the front, and Thomas Goiton of the Eritrean national squad took that and the points in Ruhango. Four riders went clear shortly after, testing their legs. That was Alan Boyo of B&B Hotels, Carlos Quintero of Terengganu, Lennart Tugels of Tartaletto Isorex, and Kent Main from the South African Pro Touch squad. But they were reeled in over that final Cat 3 climb, coming inside the last 2 kilometres. Past the Flamme Rouge, Alan Boyo of B&B Hotels went solo, getting the jump on the rest and staying clear to take his first professional win by 6 seconds. Santiago Umba, second for Androni, 2 seconds ahead of the bunch, with race leader Brian Sanchez of Medellin leading the pack home for third. That time gap handed the jersey to Santiago Umba, who has 2 seconds over 22 other riders. Tomorrow has 171.6 kilometres in store from Nyanza to Jikumbi, four climbs within 40 kilometres of each other in the middle third of the stage. There's a pair of Cat 2s sandwiching a Cat 1 and a Cat 3. There's a sprint preem before and after all of that. And then the Horgategri Tetero climb. It's 6.6 kilometres long at 7%. That comes 25 kilometres from home. And then the finish is up the Cat 3 Jikumbi with its 7% kick to the line. We'll be back tomorrow with the news from Stage 3, and Jez Cox returns with his weekly episode of Race Tactics. We're halfway through the alphabet now, so it's the time for M. Let us know on Twitter, at QuickLinkPod, and at Jez Cox, what you could think M could be. There's probably a poll on our Twitter up by now. Until tomorrow, ride safe, and take care. Thanks for listening to QuickLink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news, results, opinion, and chat. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, but in the meantime, you can hear all of our previous episodes at quicklinkpod.co.uk and find us across social media at quicklinkpod. If fantasy cycling is your thing, our Velo Games show league code is 57273217. Like and subscribe, rate and review, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.